brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All over the media, we need to get the military involved in our daily lives. Why, they keep us safe. They did a great job in New Orleans, but nobody else did. And we need to take care of private property for everybody's good. And we need to put more people on Prozac and Ritalin, and gun confiscations are good. And the caller, Jack in Texas, brought up something I did see a clip of last night on the news, and I did register it, but then there's so much I registered, I didn't talk about it. And yeah, Bush had Mexican Marines behind him last night in New Orleans giving a speech. And all of that, I mean, they'll cut trees down for the president to give a speech if they want to have a better view behind him. They'll make everybody take their ties off, you know, in Indianapolis, Indiana. Or they'll stencil made in the USA on made in China boxes at warehouses. This is all carefully choreographed. It's all carefully crafted and prepared. It's image. And I'm glad you mentioned this. The president with his foreign troops. Already 20-something percent of the troops in Iraq are Latin American, green card troops as they're called. And it's going to get worse. We're going to be a dominated empire. We're going to be slaves unless we turn this around, folks. And finish up what you were saying, Jack. You were saying that that you've been watching and listening for a while and stuff's starting to come true. What did you doubt the full horror years ago and you're now witnessing it?
No, Alex. I've never doubted it. In fact, that's what got me interested in your work, because finally I had somebody that, you know, basically was a voice for my conspiracy theories, and I knew it wasn't a conspiracy theory. I knew there's two agendas. There's an evil agenda, and there's a good agenda. And the good agenda is so dumbed down and conditioned that the evil agenda is going to steamroll it. And you're right. Everyone listening to this is going to be a slave. You're not going to have air conditioning and VCRs one day. You're going to have bars and chains, and you're going to have death all around. And that is, I wish I could wake up every morning and go, wow, Alex Jones is crazy. Because, look, it's not happening. But it is happening. And I'm tired of waking up and seeing this Orwellian movie played out in real life. I mean, we're a third world country. You look at Africa and Egypt and see these kids running behind the convoys of our convoys, our American convoys begging for food. That's what's happening in New Orleans right now. Americans are running behind convoys begging our own troops for food.
And they did that. They had plenty of food. They did it on purpose to create those images to set that precedent. Thanks for the call, Jack. But the power that we have is that we're able to predict what's going to happen. We're able to show people the pattern. They'll laugh at us today. So many people, emails every day, calls every day. I thought you were lying. I thought you were crazy. But foreign troops, you know, came into the shooting range today. Or I thought you were crazy, but, you know, my cousins in special forces and they just got microchips. I thought you were crazy, but they're trying to make my 10-year-old go on Prozac for no reason. I thought you were crazy, but, you know, I'm an electrician and we just put in bars and chains, you know, in an old 747 hangar as an emergency FEMA camp. I thought you were crazy, but, you know, I'm a police officer, but FEMA just came and talked to us and told us that we got to train for gun confiscation. Look, folks, I've read the globalist handbooks, their own documents, their own admissions. You can read them, too. We link to them every day. They don't want you to have swimming pools and nice houses and money. They're going to take all that away from you, folks. And they're going to tell people in that process that, oh, you keep all this if you do what we say. Well, out of tyranny never came plenty. Out of enslavement never came milk and honey. Out of big government never came prosperity. And you're all going to have to learn that. And a lot of you 20 years from now, long after I'm gone, you know, long after a lot of us are gone, you're going to have to remember and wish. And then it's going to be your time to fight and lead, and we're going to beat these people. They're going to pay. And we're going to hang. We're going to hang millions of these people. We'll be right back.
What really happened September 11th, and who stands to gain? Alex Jones here, America. We answer these vital questions and much, much more in my newest and most explosive documentary yet, 911, The Road to Tyranny. In 2 hours and 24 minutes, we point a searing light of truth on the history of problem-reaction-solution. Brace yourselves as the New World Order program for world domination is blown wide open. A nightmarish post-September 11th world where the military and the police are merged. Witnesses' populations beg for national ID cards and, yes, even implantable microchips. Troops on the streets, foreign NATO aircraft in the skies. Psychotic UN population control plans, and much, much more. This is one film you cannot afford to miss. Order 911, The Road to Tyranny today. Call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 1-888-253-3139. Or order online at InfoWars.com or InfoWars.net. You see, Big Brother's afraid of this documentary. Order today and spread the word. America's future depends on the truth getting out.
The Berkey Light is your premier source for purified water. It's portable and requires no water pressure, so you can enjoy healthy drinking water, whether it's during normal times or hostile environments like a local or national emergency. That's because it can purify raw, untreated water from remote lakes and stagnant ponds. The Berkey Light is unique because it removes pathogenic bacteria, cyst parasites, and harmful chemicals to below detectable levels. It also removes foul-tasting odors like the rotten egg smell of sulfide, and it extracts nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving in the healthful and nutritional minerals that your body needs. The Berkey Light's rechargeable LED lighting system is so bright it can be used as a reading light. Get the Berkey Light for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll-free 888-803-4438 or order on the web at berkeywater.com. Not yet available in Iowa.
I love the new sandal styles, but before I discovered Nonex Nail Gel, I was too embarrassed about my toenails to wear them.
If your nails look dark or discolored, now there's a solution besides hiding them. It's a patented nail gel called Nonex. All-natural Nonex clears out the source of the problem, the dark or yellow material that builds up under nails called keratin debris.
Nonex Nail Gel is absolutely amazing. My toenails now look clear, and I'm not embarrassed to wear sandals anymore.
Nonex Nail Gel removes yellowing keratin debris, is podiatrist recommended, and has been clinically shown to improve nail clarity. It's also money-back guaranteed. You'll find Nonex Gel, spelled N-O-N-Y-X, in the foot care section at Rite Aid, Walgreens, Long's, Brooks, Duane Reade, and independent pharmacies nationwide, or online at drugstore.com. Nonex Nail Gel, for clearer nails and feet that look great in sandals.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
We're now 8 minutes, 10 seconds into this second hour. We're going to be going to Tim and Alexander and Don and other great folks' calls here in a few minutes. I'm honored to be joined by David Wardman, and he's the communications director for one of the better Second Amendment organizations out there. And, of course, the director of the organization is Alan Gottlieb, the Citizens Committee for the Right to Keep and Bear Arms, or CCRKBA. Headline from Newsmax, New Orleans gun seizures illegal. Now, we have the New York Times gleefully reporting total gun confiscation, even of law-abiding citizens, and we've got local newscasts that are even worse, where they go in and grab old men by the hair and drag them out. The BATF and the FBI are leading large sections of the sectors in New Orleans, and they're riding around in their armored trucks and in their flatbed army trucks and their sniper gear. Since last Wednesday, no food or water is being brought into the city. They said, hey, if you're high and dry in safe areas and you're a nurse or you're a superintendent or you're a power plant engineer, I mean, this is in the news. We don't care if they want you to stay on the job. Leave. And then the other side of the government saying, oh, stay. We want these hospitals to stay open. And the other side of the equation, leave. And it's federal and it's state. It's this whole thing's FEMA. And they're in there gun confiscating right now. And then now the police chief claims that he's backed off of this because of the backlash, the superintendent. But it's ongoing. Just giant squads of BATF and FBI and local police doing what they always dreamed of, what they've been trained to do, mass gun confiscations. And I repeat, the city is under siege. The city is under attack. They have stated, no food or water will be brought in. You just got to leave. And then people who got food and water and won't leave, they're coming in and SWAT teaming them. This is unprecedented. And the Citizens Committee for the Right to Keep and Bear Arms called the feds, called the locals, and they won't get an answer. They say, deny this, or tell us you're going to give the guns back, and they just won't say anything back. They won't respond. And so we are honored to have their Director of Communications on with us, David Wardman. David, thanks for coming on with us.
Yeah, it's actually Dave Workman, W-O-R-K-M-A-N.
Well, I apologize. We had one guy set up, and he had to go. Then we had another guy set up, and he had to go. So last minute, right as you came, you know, right as we came out of break, they said it's David. And so, David, you're the Director of Communications, and,
yeah.
And so I can spell it. Give me your name again.
It's D-A-V-E-W-O-R-K-M-A-N.
So it's Dave Workman.
Yeah, but that's not what we're talking about today anyway.
Well, no, we are. You're a workman for the Second Amendment, Mr. Workman. And
well, you get a couple arguments from people about what my character's all about, but getting right down to brass tacks here, what's going on in New Orleans with these firearm seizures, the reports of these seizures, as you mentioned, the New York Times just seem to be celebrating a new millennium with these reports that these guns were being taken away. They just thought this was just peachy, and it's not. It's not even allowed in state law. They can regulate fires, but they can't restrict people. They can't take them away from people. And if the police chief is now saying that, gosh, I'm going to back off because of the backlash, well, guess what? Once again, New Orleans officials are a little late to the table here because they should have never done that in the first place.
Well, what they're doing is they're saying this is not an assault, like at Waco ramming the tanks in, but it is still ongoing from our witnesses.
Well, that's why the Citizens Committee yesterday issued a demand to know what is being done with these firearms, where they're being stored, when they will be promptly returned to their owners, in the condition in which they were seized. And, you know, you can read something into that. I figure if a firearm was taken with a bunch of ammunition, the firearm better come back with a bunch of ammunition. And there better not be any scrapes or scratches on the gun. It better not be broken.
Well, I bet you $1 million, Dave Workman, that those people are never going to see those guns again.
Well, they better.
Did you ever see the LAPD in that Inside the LAPD program that was on the Discovery Channel?
I saw part of that, yeah.
That was, I mean, I'll never forget that, and I made a big deal about it 4 years ago, where there's a dead World War II vet in his house, and the neighbors smell his dead body. They go in the house, they make fun of his dead body, and then the cops go, oh, he's a scumbag, he's a member of the NRA. Then they start fighting over who gets what gun. And they start going, I'm going to keep this one, I'm going to keep that one. And I think that was one of the best illustrations of the mentality of some of these big city neoliberal cops. And I know the LAPD is having a good time there right now in New Orleans.
Well, what's really sad about this, and what nobody seems to be putting in perspective, is that when the city was flooded, and anarchy took over, and police walked off the job, and some of them even quit their jobs. And I've seen footage of a handful of them actually participating in the looting down there. The only semblance of what we would call law and order was at the hands of private citizens who were armed and who were protecting their property and even their neighborhoods from some of these looters.
It was the man in his castle, the woman in her castle.
Yeah.
And now, I'm sure you've heard the reports and seen them. Last Wednesday, they said, we're not bringing food or water to anybody. You got to leave. So they're actually engaging in siege against these people now, and if they try to drive out, they're grabbing them out of the vehicles, loading them up on buses.
Well, I haven't heard the business about stopping people from coming out of the city.
No, going in, coming out, people that are shuttling back and forth, oh yeah, they're grabbing them.
I know that I believe it was reported on Fox News several days ago that reports had surfaced that either it was the governor or the mayor, whoever was responsible, had told the relief agencies, hey, we do not want to drop water or food to these people on those bridges, for example, or in the Superdome, which was just nothing but a killing field.
That'll encourage them to stay.
It'll encourage them to stay. Now, what kind of mentality
that was the governor
behind that sort of thing? I can't explain that. When you're faced with a situation where depravity and anarchy has taken over, and that's the order of the day, private citizens should never be disarmed, because whatever else you lose, you never give up the right or lose the right to self-defense.
Well, exactly. I agree with you. But all over that region, and especially in New Orleans itself, the government is focusing on basically letting everybody know we're the boss, but at the same time, cowering if some gang member takes a shot at cops. I mean, the police would actually evacuate when that happened. Meanwhile, they're more than happy to go grab old ladies. I mean, it's crazy.
Yeah, I've seen that footage of the little old lady being jumped on by a couple of California Highway Patrol officers who were assigned back there to help restore law and order. That, to me, is not a restoration of law and order. It's just thuggery, but you know, in a different uniform. But and it's really, I'll tell you, let's put things in perspective. 99% of all the law enforcement and the National Guard and the soldiers, the sailors who are down there, are really trying to help those people recover from a major natural disaster. The footage we see of the little old lady being grabbed, and that is ugly and it's awful. I don't think the nation will ever be able to thank the people, the volunteers, and the National Guardsmen, and the Coast Guard. I mean, God, they rescued, 23,000 people, or maybe it was 30,000 people over the course of a few days?
All of that is great, but now these soldiers and people and police are following these unlawful orders to go confiscate guns.
And you sit back, you scratch your head, and you say to yourself, what's wrong with this picture? Well, there's a lot wrong with it, and that's why we issued the demand yesterday to find out where those firearms are being kept and when they will be promptly returned to their rightful owners.
Now, at first in the article, you guys say that you were timid. That's not the term you use. You were pensive. You just kind of put in a quiet request, but then...
Well, what we had done... I wrote the first paragraph of that release, and the reason I wrote it that way is because we had very quietly, at the first time we heard the reports, they seemed a little incredulous, so I started making phone calls.
Yeah, it says following low-key inquiries that were met with stony silence.
Didn't want to make a big deal of this in case you read stuff on the internet that always turns out to be just harebrained and false. I wanted to find out the facts before we did anything. Our questions, our inquiries were met with absolute non-response, stonewall. I left messages after messages to people. I even gave them my private cell phone number so that they could call me at home over the weekend. And not a peep from these guys. Monday morning, we took the gloves off. They need to give us some answers. Where those firearms are being taken, what's happening to those guns, and when those guns are going to be returned to their rightful owners in the condition in which they were seized.
Well, they also need to stop running around gun confiscating.
Well, yeah. In fact, that's one of the things that we want. We want them to stop this, cease right now. We want a federal investigation mounted into this. If it's the Justice Department that needs to come in there and find out why these guys suddenly think that the Constitution doesn't apply, then that's what it's going to take.
Well, I know what you're going to find. I was watching Fox last night, and they showed this FBI commander, and he said they were leading an entire sector of the police. Then they showed some BATF guy over another group. The feds are leading those police.
I'm not surprised. There's all kinds of law enforcement from all over the country down there. So whoever issued the original order was a bonehead. I mean, let's be upfront about that. It's an illegal order, and it shouldn't be followed.
Well, I mean, Dave, we know they want our guns. I mean, come on. Do one more segment with me. I want to talk about the members of your national organization, what they're saying.
Here it is, folks, the 2006 Red Book, the most comprehensive edition ever published. Midas Resources believes our clients should be as informed as possible. It includes a history of U.S. coins, the actual mintages, the grading standards. Learn the stability of real money. Protect yourself from fiat currencies. They are instruments of debt. Feel the comfort and safety of real money. Midas will send you the 2006 Red Book and a genuine silver dollar for just $22.95 delivered. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237. Don't be lost in a sea of confusion. Get the 2006 Red Book. Help steer your own financial ship. Call Midas now, 1-800-686-2237.
Now you can upgrade your existing gravity filter to remove chemicals such as trimethylenes, atrazine, benzene, chlorine, chloroform, and MTBE to below detectable limits. Black Berkey elements are so powerful, they remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and transform water, even raw, stagnant pond water, into delicious, crystal-clear drinking water. Nitrates, nitrites, radon-222, unwanted heavy metals like lead, mercury, and aluminum are no problem. Foul tastes like chlorine and obnoxious sulfur odors are removed without removing the healthful and beneficial minerals that your body needs. Black Berkey elements flow 1.5 to 2 times faster than ordinary gravity elements, which means it takes much less time to filter your water. Supercharge your gravity filter today. Upgrade to Black Berkey purification elements. Get a 2-pack for only $96 or a 4-pack for only $175. Call New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438 or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
Many people have wondered what has happened to the once great United States of America, why the moral decay that has been taking place within it. The United States has been targeted for overthrow for world government. The United Nations has been established to redistribute the wealth of the world away from the United States, Great Britain, and Western Europe. You need to know, as a specific individual citizen of the United States of America, why these things are happening and what you can do about it. We'd like to offer you a one-year absolutely free subscription to Newswatch magazine. Just call 1-800-516-8736. That's 1-800-516-8736. Just call today. Our operators are standing by to take your subscription. It's absolutely free.
Janet from JLS Research has been preparing a revolutionary new product. Listeners have been having tremendous success with No BO. Now Janet would like to introduce to you her new products, like the Sweet Smell of Success Lotion Bar. Lotion bars are simply a lotion made into a solid bar rather than a liquid. You guys that are opposed to lotion bottles, this handmade bar is just for you. The ladies will also enjoy these lotion bars because of the 4 oils found in them are considered excellent for all skin types. Best of all, the lotion bars come in fragrances designed both for the ladies and the guys. Also new is the Sweet Smell of Success handmade body soap. This body soap contains no preservatives, detergents, fillers, or chemicals, nor is made with any animal fat. And the skin feels absolutely wonderful. Try the No BO deodorant, lotion bar, and the handmade all-natural soap and enjoy the Sweet Smell of Success today by calling toll-free 1-888-881-NO-BO. That's 1-888-881-6626. Or visit no-bo.com today.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Your calls are coming up in the next segment, including Eddie from Houston, who was a rescue worker who was inside the dome. He's got some hair-raising tales for you. Bottom line, the government can't help you, won't help you, will never help you. Anything they give you has a bunch of strings attached. Whatever they give to you was taken away from people to begin with. And I know this. We heard about gun confiscation going on last Tuesday. And we did report it. It was on local news stations. Of course, people didn't want to believe us. And then on Friday, the New York Times reported. The New York Times reported total gun confiscation of everyone in the city, and had the police, and the mayor was on TV, the police commissioner was on TV, the superintendent, as he's called, and still I got emails and calls, people in denial. And I wrote an article about this. Total gun confiscation going on. And it's true. I mean, this is really what's going on. And it's still ongoing. And they're not going to stop, and I don't think they're going to give any answers to the NRA or to other organizations that are out there, like the Citizens Committee for the Right to Keep and Bear Arms. We're talking to their communications director, Dave Workman. Dave, where does it go from here, and what response are you getting from members of your national organization?
Well, the emails that I've been getting are unilaterally and universally livid. Gun owners across the map are so angry about this, and I think a lot of it is being fed and fueled by the circulation of that one film clip of the California Highway Patrol officer jumping on that little old lady with what looks to be a beat-up old 32 or a 38 Colt revolver.
That's a 32.
It's a 32. I kind of wondered if it was. The
only reason I know is that that's a gun that they quit making in the 60s. I almost bought that very same 32 about 2 weeks ago because I like old revolvers.
Yeah.
And it was just funny to see that same gun.
In the first place, the gun is almost an heirloom. They shouldn't be treating the gun like that.
Well, she's also, it's not pointed at anybody. She's got it backwards and she's holding it in her hand.
All she wanted those guys to do was get out of her house. She said she was fine, and yet they jumped on her. Now, that's not helping people. I don't care how they define it. I don't care how they justify it. That's not helping people.
Well, you know, O'Reilly has really changed in the last 2 years. 2 years ago, he'd have been against that. Now he just loves it.
Why, do you suppose?
Right, he just got the... Well, I mean, we know that every week, Rupert Murdoch's having dinner with Hillary Clinton, and he's going to be pushing her for the 08 election. Yes, sir, ladies and gentlemen.
Well, that in itself is kind of spooky. But getting back on subject here, the gun owners in this country are not going to stand for this. They're really, really angry about this. That's one of the reasons that the Citizens Committee came out with that release yesterday. We want these questions answered. We want them answered now. If they stonewall us, I guess we'll just have to take it to the next step, which means we'll have to find some friendly people in Congress to go after this. And I know that right now the congressional spotlight is on the John Roberts hearings, where all these guys can get up and grandstand and make these grandiose speeches about this, that, and the other. But at some point, you've got to come back to reality and say, hey, wait a minute. This thing in New Orleans is a fiasco.
Well, Dave Workman...
And we need to investigate it.
Dave Workman, we got them. The first time they get a chance, they come in and try to take our guns. I've been to the FEMA drill, sir. They train to do this. This is what they train to do.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of people are putting window dressing on it. A lot of conservatives cannot believe how bad this is. It's really happening. This is precedent setting. The balloon has gone up. And if we don't pop this balloon, we're going to see more gun confiscation.
I don't disagree with that at all. Once these guys get the taste of blood, or you know, whatever you want to call it, once they know that they can get away with this, they'll do it someplace else. New Orleans, we got to draw a line in the sand. Say, no, you can't do that. The law doesn't even allow you to do that. So obey the law.
Give us the website so folks can visit the organization.
Why, sure. It's www.ccrkba.org.
All right. Well, Dave Workman, please check back in with us as things develop, and I appreciate you and your colleagues' fine work. And these are the times that try men's souls, so keep shining a spotlight on it for us, my friend.
Well, we don't aim to leave them alone on this one. This is something that is unconscionable, and it's going to stop.
It is going to stop, one way or the other. Thanks for the call. Thanks for being a guest.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
So what's in your shampoo, bath soap, and dish soap? Chlorides, dyes, ethanol, sulfates, sodiums, formaldehydes, etc.? Read the labels. Inhaling exposure can lead to coughing, wheezing, shortness of breath, headache, and nausea. Also may be irritating to the skin and mucous membranes and cause you to seek medical help. Perfumes, also known as fragrance on a label, can indicate the presence of thousands of separate ingredients. Now, just by one example, here's what's in my Calben Pure Soap Shampoo. It's all natural, earth-friendly, it contains extra virgin cocoa butter oils and vegetable protein oils. No harsh chemicals, no animal tallow or testing. So what are you waiting for? Call now, 1-800-340-7091, and find out how a family of four can save over $1,000 per year on all their cleaning products with Calben Pure Soaps. Call Calben toll-free at 1-800-340-7091. That's 800-340-7091, or visit calbenpuresoap.com.
You've asked for them, and now they're here. Hello, folks. Alex Jones introducing you to the new Berkey PF2 fluoride and arsenic reduction elements for exclusive use with the Berkey Lights Black Berkey Purification Elements. The Berkey's PF2 simply screw onto the stem of the Black Berkey Purification Element. When used, water flow through the purification elements where pathogenic bacteria, harmful chemicals, radon-222, heavy metals, nitrates, foul taste, and odors are separated from the water. The water then flows through the PF2 elements where fluoride, arsenic, and other residual heavy metal ions are separated. Your purified water is now ready. If you have fluoride or arsenic in your water, you need the Berkey PF2 host filter elements. Get a set of two for only $49 or get two sets for only $89 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll free, 888-803-4438. You know that for nuclear threats and their deadly radiation, the federal government has been openly announcing that it's no longer a matter of if, but when. What you need to know next is, what is happening? Is your family safe right where you are? Only a personal radiation detector that's always with you and on can give you that instant assurance. The Keychain Attachable Nuke Alert was specifically designed to meet this critical crisis need. Small, portable, and on 24 hours a day with its 10-year battery, the Nuke Alert is always with you to alert you to dangerous levels of radiation. The patented Nuke Alert has even passed the rigorous military EMP test and has been acquired by the U.S. military and numerous other government agencies. See the Keychain Attachable Nuke Alert at nukealert.com. That's NUKALERT.com. Or call 830-672-8734. See the Keychain Attachable Nuke Alert at nukealert.com. That's NUKALERT.com. Or call 830-672-8734.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation. It's Alex Jones, only on the GCN Radio Network.
We look at the NRA. We even look at organizations like Citizens Committee for the Right to Keep and Bear Arms. And look at the headline from their press release. Following low-key inquiries that were met with stony silence and official indifference, the Citizens Committee for the Right to Keep and Bear Arms today is calling for a federal investigation. Yes, let's go to Satan and ask him to investigate Baphomet or Astaroth. I mean, this is a joke. And I know they mean well. I know they mean well. I mean, I've had a bunch of folks on from this particular gun group. We had Larry Pratt on yesterday. And by the way, I'm not dropping this. You can call me liberal. I've gotten mean emails from the Bush worshippers here locally. They're just taking guns from bad people, liberal. I know. I'm liberal because I'm against the gun confiscation. I mean, you guys are really brainwashed. But a lot of you have been in denial. There really is Supreme Court land grabbing going on. There really is force drugging going on. There really are national ID cards going in. There really are armed Mexican and Dutch troops. The media's keeping it quiet, but we've confirmed it. Bush really does have Mexican troops behind him during speeches on TV. There's a reason for all of this. You're being conditioned. And I guess I got to go write a couple more articles. I mean, I wrote that article last Friday, and it's still the most hardcore article out there about the gun confiscation that's going on. When we're talking 4 or 5 days later, and still people are just now starting to get that gun confiscation of everybody is going on right now in New Orleans. And the city is under siege, they said last Wednesday. No more food or water. You gotta leave. We're not gonna give you aid. People who don't want to go live in a sports stadium with troops searching them. People who live in middle-class homes and have local jobs in infrastructure. The stupid cops are still dragging them out. It's all over the local papers. It's all over local TV in Louisiana, in Baton Rouge. What we're getting is nothing compared to what's actually happening. And I tell you, folks, there's this denial. Can you imagine if Bill Clinton was trying to do this right now? These guys are under federal command. This photo on the AP this morning I saw, and I sent it to my webmaster. I hope we get it posted, you know, with a little comment. What I do is I take a photo, and then I put a sarcastic comment on it, like the photo of Bush looking out the window at Air Force One, and I made the joke, I wonder if I can get a Halliburton no-bid contract on this, or will they notice? And then little did I know that very day, the Houston Chronicle had already reported this was happening. Well, I've got the FBI SWAT teams loaded up in Army trucks just looking completely psychopathic. I mean, these guys get off on this. And you know, with the comment of, I'm sure I'm tired, I've confiscated so many guns. Because that's what they're doing. They're roving all over the place. The FBI is leading squads of military and police, and they're just grabbing guns, you name it. And, man, I'm getting sick of it. Open up in there. What, officer? What do you want? I need you to leave. It's time for the evacuation. No, I'm not going to leave. Do you have any firearms in there? We're here to confiscate firearms under orders, under FEMA orders, and orders of a mayor. I mean, this has been in the news, folks. The mayor went on TV Friday morning and announced all this. Then they pushed their way in and, what are you doing? And, you know, the husband says, sir, what's going on? Or, my husband's at the power plant working. What are you doing to me? Come on with us. Come on with us. No, my husband's going to be back from work. Come with us, lady tackler. I mean, you know, this is what's going on. You think that one old lady, you think that's it? They admit it. They're going door to door dragging people out of their houses. Remember back last Wednesday before all this started? The mayor and others are going, we're up for the challenge. The people are refusing to leave, we're up for the challenge. Like it was we're big and tough and we're gonna show you. I'm tired of it. All right, I'm ranting and raving. I'm sorry. I just can't handle it anymore. And you don't hear a word about this on Rush Limbaugh, a word on Savage, a word from Hannity, and you're not going to hear a word about it. I do commend George Norrie for talking about it. I mean, there's really no mainstream radio talking about it. Glenn Beck's calling the victims scumbags and saying he hates the 9/11 families. I mean, this is like Ann Coulter months ago said we need to use a bloody fist. We need to get tougher and kill more innocents in Iraq. That'll show them. And I watched this video clip last night of her. She's delusional. It's like when I had Ann Coulter on here and I said, well, Section 802 of the Patriot Act affects all citizens. And I read the section. And she said, well, I haven't read the Patriot Act. We still have that interview posted. It's an all-time favorite. It was an hour interview. She kept threatening to hang up. And I said, oh, you're afraid. And I questioned her, and folks, she is literally retarded. And that's why the general public likes her, because they're dumb as dirt. In fact, let's play that clip, and then I'm going to go to Edward Dickey, who's holding a rescue worker. He went and volunteered and saw the hell on earth. Then we're going to talk to Tim and Alex and Alexander and Don, and that'll probably be it for the calls, because I got another guest coming up the next hour. But this is Ann Coulter. Listen to her accuse MoveOn.org, and she keeps calling it com. And again, I'm no big fan of MoveOn. I mean, they're giving you fault. They tell a lot of truth, but then their solution's bad. Bill Clinton or, you know, whoever. You know, some Democrat. But listen to Coulter claim they've done nothing when they're actually have adopted thousands and thousands of families. I mean, I know MoveOn.org people here locally that have adopted families who are running around feverishly helping people find their families, living with them. I mean, I have friends who are involved in Move On, and I know people. You know, my wife's been over there helping them. So shut up, Ann Coulter. Okay? And so this is all going on, and she says they've done nothing, and then she says, you know, just a bunch of other just incredibly insane statements. So just play this little clip, and then we'll come back with your calls.
No one's blaming the hurricane on him. I think it's the response. And there's enough blame to go around, but you know when he says, I didn't think anyone anticipated the breach of the levees, and then Brown gets
That's
on.
That's manifestly true.
Thursday, when he said it, and says that he didn't know that evacuees were stranded at the Superdome till earlier that day. And
look, I don't know what the details are about this, but every prominent Democrat has politicized this before we even searched every home for dead bodies.
Oh, yeah. No, and they're down, MoveOn.com is down protesting outside the White House. How about putting together some evacuee bags? How about actually helping out? And, you know, speaking of that, I think, you know, I'd like to see a breakdown at the end of this, how much churches are contributing versus, say, Barry Lynn's church versus...
What church?
Right,
did he actually have one?
Yeah. Versus, you know, MoveOn.com with their putting their protest sign together. How much has George Soros given? How much has Sean Penn given?
And that's for Media Matters. Whenever they cut to a new clip, they put a beep so you know there's an edit there. But did you listen to her? She says, oh, I don't know the details. I don't know about the facts. She doesn't know anything. I mean, her books are written at a third grade level. I'm not joking. Liberal bad. Bill Clinton bad. And then I got her on here, and I'm like, well, Bill Clinton's in league with the Bushes. I mean, they're just like, so you're so stupid. And again, I don't have some sardonic view like I've got some big egghead and I'm all smart. I constantly know how ignorant I am. I constantly try to learn more. I constantly try to be corrected and be in research. But you just got a pack of scum. You understand Bush is going to nominate Gonzalez. That's what he's basically saying right now. And we're going to have a guy who wants to ban guns. we're all going to be liberals because we're against him, see? And Ann Coulter's already running around defending Gonzalez. And Michelle Malkin, who I had on, she's a little bit smarter, but, you know, she writes books about the case for internment camps and how great they are. Just a bunch of sniveling trash. All right, that's enough. Sniveling trash. I can't stand these people anymore. Look, the globalists couldn't take over with their agenda unless they had wolves in sheep's clothing. And it's time for you to start recognizing it, America. Obviously the Democrats are bad. Obviously they're evil. Obviously we got a problem. That's right, both parties. That's why we're in so much trouble. But we have 90% of our energy is over party differences instead of just liberty versus freedom. That's where the fight should be. Let's go to Edward Dickey. Edward, give us your eyewitness account. You're a security guard, workforce security, and you decided to volunteer and get there. Tell us when you got there, what it was like, and what you witnessed.
Yes, sir. Well, you know, Thursday we knew that they were coming in on the buses. And all day Thursday, they were turning away volunteers and food at the Astrodome. And like everybody else, I had been watching since Monday, Tuesday. And about 11 o'clock at night, Channel 13 interviewed a doctor, and he said we needed volunteers. And so, of course, I rushed up there as soon as I could, which was about 12 o'clock at night. I stayed till about 6. And, Alex, what I saw, there were hardly any Red Cross people there, hardly any police there. There may have been two or three stations where they had apples and oranges, and that was it to feed these people.
Now, this is Thursday night into Friday.
Yes, sir. And I was there from Thursday night till, you know, Saturday night. Off and on, I'd come home, sleep a little bit, go back out there. And, You know, a lot of media, or a lot of these right-wing shows are calling these people scumbags. You know, Alex, I saw families. That's what I saw up there. And, you know, of course, I'm asking them all kinds of questions, and they're happy to tell me about what's going on. I just want to tell you, Alex, I had two people tell me that they did hear explosions going off. And
well, we have police in, and we have probation officers that saw it. But it's all being ignored. And then now it's... But please continue.
Well, one of the worst stories I heard, this guy told me, because I said to him, I said, well, were helicopters coming in to help y'all or anything? And he goes, yeah, there were plenty of helicopters coming in. But they were coming in and dropping off food to the police and then flying away without taking women or children with them.
Now, this went on for day after day after day, and then once the troops got there, they just aimed machine guns at the people.
Yeah, they were treating them like dogs, from what I heard. They were cussing at them and, yeah, aiming their shotguns and rifles at them and just treating them like dogs, cursing at them, telling them, you know, you're not going anywhere, you know, that kind of deal. And
well, they were told to by FEMA to make things worse.
Well, I believe that, too.
Oh, yeah, they're going to get lots of funding out of this one. And now when you talk to these two different individuals that said they heard the explosions, what specifically did they say?
That was it. They just said that they heard explosions going off, and they believed, you know, of course they believed, you know, they blame it on the Bush administration, that kind of deal, because they, you know, buy into the false left-right paradigm. But that was it. They just told me they heard explosions, and they thought they were bombs.
What was the situation like with the lay of the land? I mean, what was the atmosphere there?
It was chaos, Alex. It was chaos, and it was totally unorganized. They had some medical supplies. I was going around just treating rashes and cuts on their legs. I'm not a nurse or EMT. I just did what I could do. But they came in starving, and all I had was an apple or an orange to give them, Alex, when they were turning away food and volunteers all day Thursday. And all I could give them was an apple or an orange and some water.
Now,
and
you said you had to sneak into the dome.
Well, yeah, because when I pulled up there, you know, the police would tell me to go to one spot to get in there, and I'd go to that spot, and they'd tell me to go around to another spot. So, Alex, I just parked my truck and crawled under that fence and got in there.
Unbelievable, and... Again, FEMA, have you now read the mainstream articles about FEMA cutting the police communications lines?
Oh, yeah.
Not letting food and water into the city from day one. I mean, we've caught them red-handed. There's no debating it. They staged this.
It's disgusting.
Well, I mean, did you ever talk to the police? Did you ever talk to the military? Did you ever say, why are you doing this?
Alex, there were no police there, hardly. You know, what police I did see, they were walking around in three-man teams. There were hardly any police there. You know, Friday it was a little more under control. Saturday it was even more under control. Thursday night was chaos, Alex. And it was scary.
I found myself going down some of these
dark hallways, but, you know, of course I don't care about that, but there was no security, there was no preparation, there were hardly any Red Cross people there. Any question I had that I was relaying from the victims, you know, they had no answers.
So let's describe this. You crawled in at night, under the fence, you sneak in to the dome, and then you're in these dark hallways. I can imagine the fetid smell, feces, urine.
By that time, they had just started getting there, Alex, so it didn't start smelling too bad. It wasn't too bad at that point. You know, this is Thursday night when they first started offloading, coming into the dome. You know, by Friday, Saturday, you know, it started, you know, getting a little worse.
And then they wouldn't let food and water come in.
All day Thursday, they were turning away volunteers and food. All day Thursday. And I watched the news all day Thursday. And
you know, I remember something. We have a big report and photos of this, even a video clip. Up in a town in Missouri, they had a drill. And they would take the kids for the day and drive them around and not feed them. And they would tell them, this is to get you ready for the real disasters that are coming. And then we have the case in Pensacola, Florida, back in 99, where the Marines came in and aimed guns at the kids unannounced and said, Bill Clinton wants you to know what martial law is all about. Now, that was in the Pensacola News Journal. I mean, I don't think people realize, though, just how sick this is. Well, listen, stay in touch, Ed. We appreciate you going to try to help those people.
Yeah, you betcha.
God bless you, my friend.
God bless you, Alex. Hey, Alex.
Yes.
When are you going to show martial law down here in Houston?
You know, I'd love to. I know the theaters in Houston and San Antonio and Dallas want me to show it. I've just been so busy. I'm trying to make a new film right now. I'm trying to go do reports. But I might get down that way and do it.
All right, Alex. You're an inspiration. Thanks.
Oh, you're great. Thanks for the call. Let's go ahead and take another call here. Who's been holding the longest? Tim in Florida. Go ahead, Tim.
Alex, I've been holding for the past hour and a half on my cell phone.
Now you're on air, and I'm sorry about that, sir, but you might want to, if you've been holding that long, you might talk.
Right. Luckily, I got 5,000 minutes, so I ain't worried. I'm totally exhausted from listening to your show. About the confiscation of guns and property, making people come out of their homes. When they have to pay property tax, when they register everything, just like their cars, they're not owners anymore.
Stay there and take a break from waiting. Take a break, rest, and we'll be right back and let you finish up, Tim. Then we'll go to Alexander and Alex and Don. Actually, Alex is up next, then Alexander, and then Don. Stay with us, folks. Infowars.com and PresentPlanet.tv are the websites.
There is a secret that holds the world's destiny in its grasp. Hello, my friends. Alex Jones here. Learn that secret with my new film, Martial Law, 9/11 Rise of the Police State. Martial Law plumbs the depths of the New World Order's ideology, their philosophy. Out of the ashes of the September 11th tragedy, a dark empire of war and tyranny has risen. The Constitution has been shredded, and America is now a police state. This film exposes not just who was behind the 9/11 attacks, but the roots and history of its orchestrators. Martial Law is a blazing spotlight piercing the electronic Berlin wall of controlled corporate media. Plumb the depths of the elite's minds, their ideology, their driving philosophy, and uncover the power-mad cult of death that has sworn to turn the Earth into a prison planet. Discover the documented truth for yourself before it's too late. Call toll-free to get a copy of Martial Law. 1-888-253-3139. Or visit InfoWars.com and the secure shopping cart. That's InfoWars.com or 888-253-3139. Or watch the film right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Black Berkey replacement elements are ideal for use in any gravity filter. These self-sterilizing filters can transform raw pond and lake water into delicious, crystal-clear drinking water. Ideal for travel or outdoor events and perfect in the event of hostile filtration environments such as local or national emergencies because they remove both harmful chemicals and pathogenic bacteria from water. So powerful, they can remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites to non-detectable levels. Trihalomethanes and volatile organic chemicals such as atrazine, benzene, chlorine, chloroform, and NTBE are removed to below detectable limits. They reduce nitrates and unwanted metals such as lead, mercury, aluminum, copper, and foul taste like chlorine and sulfur odors. Yet the Black Berkey filter elements leave in the helpful and beneficial minerals that your body needs. Normally $48 each, get a 2-pack for only $91 or a 4-pack for only $173. Get the powerful Black Berkey replacement filters now by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
Tim, finish up what you were saying.
Okay, I stepped out of the box about 4 or 5 years ago, and then I was called being in a cult. Well, besides that, I want to talk about this Roberts dude that Bush is playing with. nobody's talking about when he represented the homosexuals in Colorado. He went to the Supreme Court, and he defended the homosexuals, and he never charged them a penny. He never, ever charged them any money whatsoever for his fee to go to the Supreme Court. John Roberts is a homosexual, and these children that he has...
All right, where do you get this information, sir?
Tex Mars.
I'll have to... I know those are adopted children, but I got to talk to Tex about that because Tex is very credible. Thanks for the call. But I've got to get the specifics. All I know is John Roberts is a complete phony. And I know that Alberto Gonzalez, I mean, my goodness, is just an absolute monster. And I don't know. I mean, I know Roberts looked like a complete lunatic yesterday when he was being sworn in. Just such a fake. I mean, can't you just tell that guy's a... I guess people don't have discernment. No, they can't tell. Let's go ahead and talk to Alex in North Carolina. Alex, welcome.
Hello?
Yes, sir.
Oh, sorry, I just heard this crashing noise. Okay.
Yeah, it does that in talk radio when you call in, and then when it puts you on air, it goes...
Thank
just
you.
To let you know you're on air. You're now on air, sir. Go
Did
ahead.
Did you have Mr. Workman on? Did you still have him on, or did he drop?
No, he was on about 30 minutes ago.
Okay, well, I mean, my question for him was going to be, and I'm sure you could comment on it, was what about these states who have a statute that says, in times of emergency, no firearms, can't possess a firearm. I'm looking at the North Carolina statute, 14-288.7.
Oh, yeah, no, they slipped a lot of these in, and again, the government can say we're all slaves tomorrow. Those laws are illegitimate.
I agree. Hey, one general comment. If there's one thing that's really bothering me these days, it's not so much the people who are ignorant, it's the indifference. I'm just so sick of people I give videos to who, not so much, I would love it if they would get mad at me and tell me I'm an idiot and a fool, but they say nothing. I give people videos.
Oh, I run into lots of people that go, yeah, it's all true, what can you do, let's go party.
Well, they just say, I looked at it a little bit, I didn't think it was that important. Like, what... What more do you need? So, look, here's what I'm going to say. I'm going to make one more attempt with certain people to give them the movie Beyond Treason. Okay, if they can look at Beyond Treason and tune out this idea of women and children and babies being killed by depleted uranium and then the stuff blowing all around the planet and probably giving us all cancer, I don't know what I'm going to do. There must be a special hell for people who are indifferent. Who knows?
That's what Dante said. Thanks for the call. No, great points, Alex. Another Alex, Alexander in Mass. Go ahead, Alex.
Yo, what up, Alex? I wanted to ask you a couple questions. One of them has to do with really getting things going and probably getting people together. I'm wondering if there are anybody in politics that you're aware of that actually cares about truth and has any sort of...
Yeah, Ron Paul, there's a few others.
All right, I just don't see that, any of that really, because I see a lot of the negative and
lifestyle change. Instead of being so focused on what the feds are up to and who their power, it's about locally taking over and just saying no, and in your life saying no to this whole system.
I still don't see anybody getting more mainstream about getting rid of like all these.
The mainstream is bought and paid for by the globalists. We have to make the new stream. We have to replace them. We have the power by our actions, what we build, what we craft. Stay there. We'll talk about it on the other side, Alex.
Copies of the preceding broadcast are available at GCNlive.com or call toll-free 877-300-7645.
Hello.